Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. This is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate, welcoming a previous guest upon his return this morning, Dr. Timothy Dameron. Welcome back.
Hello.
And listeners, Dr. Dameron's a professor of orthopedic surgery and an orthopedic oncologist and a researcher. And you were here just a few weeks ago, Dr. Dameron. We covered your orthopedic oncology work, but we barely had any time at all to even mention your research. That's why we've brought you back this morning.
Well, thank you very much.
We thank you for taking your time with us. So we were discussing the fact that you've been working on a grant you received through the National Institutes of Health and also one of the Carol and Baldwin grants in having to do with breast cancer. And that fascinates me because I'm not sure how that relates to orthopedic oncology.
Well, orthopedic oncology relates to doing work with bone and soft tissue that's involved by tumors.
Mm-hmm.
And the vast majority of bone cancer that I see comes from other sites. And breast cancer is one of the more common sites that spreads to bone.
And that's what we call metastatic?
That's metastatic breast cancer.
Okay. So, and metastatic really refers to any cancer that's moved to another part of the body?
That's correct.
From where it started. Okay. So your patients are mostly these folks who, the women in particular, who've started with breast cancer, and now they have some form of bone cancer?
That's correct.
I see.
The cancer starts in the breast, it moves into the bone, and then the problem that develops is that it causes pain, and it also causes a risk for fracture, and sometimes, frankly, causes a fracture. And so our goal in our research has been to try to find ways to prevent the fractures, and also to determine when patients are at risk for fracture and require surgery. And then on a more basic standpoint, to figure out what's the interaction at the tumor level and the interaction with our treatments, such as radiation and chemotherapy, on how the bone is damaged, how the bone responds, and how we can make the patients better in this situation.
Interesting. Okay. This has been going on for a while. This isn't really just one grant you've been working on. You've been working on a few. So let's describe them, and then let's talk about what the experience would be from the patient's point of view.
So in terms of the grants, we've been very lucky and very appreciative of the Carol Baldwin Foundation. We've had a number of grants in our laboratory through the Carol Baldwin Foundation. And it started out with one of my colleagues, Matthew Allen, whose mother had breast cancer, metastatic breast cancer to bone, and suffered incredibly because of that. And I think that was his inspiration to get involved in this area. And I see a lot of patients clinically that have this sort of problem, and that inspired me to get involved as well. And so we've done a lot of basic research looking at the interaction of those tumors in the bone using animal models. And it's evolved also in my interest in predicting the risk of fracture to the point that we have some funding on the outside through the Musculoskeletal Tumor Society to look at clinical prediction models for predicting fracture in patients with metastatic breast cancer. So we've had a number of grants over the years. We have some ongoing grants through the Carol Baldwin Foundation and some funding from other sources as well.
And at the end of these, before we describe what the patient's experience would be, what do you hope you're going to learn? In 5 years or 10 years, what will you know that will help the patients who have metastatic bone disease?
Well, I have a lot of hopes and a lot of wishes in terms of ways that we can help, and I think there's a lot of potential. One of the most direct ways is we have an ongoing clinical trial utilizing some new techniques. We're collaborating with a group from Harvard in a laboratory in Boston, and we have a technique that they do there that we're able to apply to patients with metastatic breast carcinoma to bone, particularly in the femur right now.
In the femur meaning?
The thigh bone.
Okay.
And with this technique, it adds additional information that other people have not had available in the past to try to predict when the bone's damaged enough that it requires surgery to prevent fracture. So I think over the next several years, we're going to learn enough information from that technique that will determine if that's the technique to use to, as a gold standard, to predict fracture in this situation. But in the long term, I think that there probably are better techniques out there. And through the Baldwin Foundation, we have funding through our laboratory, working with Ken Mann, who's one of our engineers in the laboratory, a very smart guy. And he's developed a newer technique that utilizes some very sophisticated CAT scan-based imaging and engineering techniques to predict fracture. And we think that eventually that may replace what we're using from the laboratory at Harvard. And I hope in the 10 years or so that one of those techniques will be used on a regular basis to predict fracture.
Interesting. All right. So let's step back now. From a patient's point of view, you are talking about women in particular who have had breast cancer. They start to feel pain in one of their bones, and they come to you because you learn that they have metastatic breast cancer, but in a bone. Most often the femur, or is that just your area of specialty?
Yeah, I think it's, I see more of the long bone involvement. The spine is actually very common.
It is.
So my partners that do spine surgery and see patients with spine problems probably see more of the spinal involvement. But when I see patients with long bones, they do come in with pain. Mm-hmm. They usually carry the diagnosis of breast cancer. And so it's a difficult situation sometimes because it's a newly diagnosed spread of the cancer to the bone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm posed the question, is the bone at risk for fracture? Mm-hmm. Does it require surgery? Should we just treat it with radiation?
So from the woman's point of view, she knows she's now got bone cancer. And what you're trying to figure out is whether or not she's at risk of breaking that bone. And will it always break right at the site of the tumor if it breaks?
Usually.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, and then you're trying to determine whether or not you want to do some kind of surgical intervention to make sure that bone won't break.
Well, more importantly, what we're trying to decide is how to best give that patient the best function and the best relief of pain.
And the best quality of life.
And the best overall quality of life.
Sure.
During the time that they have.
Sure.
Because once the cancer spreads to the bone, then they have a limited lifespan left. Now, with breast cancer, patients can actually live a very long time, even with spread of cancer to the bone.
They can.
But we still have to try to maximize the time that they have. And so we try to predict the best thing to do for them so that they have better function, better quality of life.
What are you looking at? You said that you give them a CAT scan. What is it you're looking at? How can you tell?
Well, in the past, basically, we got an X-ray and talked to the patient, asked them how much pain they had, looked at how big the lesion was. The bigger the lesion in certain locations has higher risk for fracture. And so, we have some very crude means of predicting. When we do a CAT scan, it gives us a more detailed picture of how that bone is destroyed, what part of the bone specifically in terms of the cross-sectional imaging, how much of the cortex, which is the outer ring part of the bone,
mm-hmm.
how much of the central portion is damaged. There are some biomechanical techniques that you can apply when you know more details that you can't apply when you just have X-rays and clinical analysis.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen a bone density scan. When I look at it, when it looks right, it looks like it's a mesh, or like a lattice is a word that you used a little earlier. And is that what you're looking for to see if that's there?
That's part of it, right. And okay. Often with breast cancer, we see sort of a destruction of the normal lattice work.
Mm.
And a replacement by a less organized matrix.
Mm-hmm.
Breast cancer seems to elicit some response, some bony healing response in the bone, whereas tumors like lung cancer or thyroid cancer pretty much destroy the lattice work completely, and there's no replacement with any mineralization at all.
Is the bone only destroyed by the cancer itself, or do you find destruction coming from the cancer treatment itself, maybe from radiation or from chemo?
Well, that's a very interesting question. It's actually a combination of things. And it's not so much, most people believe it's actually the breast cancer tumor cells that destroy the bone, but it actually, the tumor cells use your own cells.
Oh.
They turn them around and they turn them against you
mm-hmm.
To destroy the bone. But we also see damage from the treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And radiation in particular seems to damage the bone. And we see this clinically after patients have a radiation, sometimes they'll fracture. We also see it in our laboratory models. We can show that lattice work is very compromised when we use radiation. And one of the projects that we've been doing recently through the Carol Baldwin Foundation is to look at the effects of drugs in preventing that damaging effect of the radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been able to show that, in fact, we can preserve most of the bony structure by using drugs that are normally used for osteoporosis
mm-hmm.
to prevent the damaging effects.
You can. So There is hope for taking care of those kinds of things without necessarily going through your surgery, but your surgery is there if somebody's going to need it. You know, is there any time span that you look at? So say a woman had breast cancer 5 years ago or 10 years ago, and now she starts to have pain in her bone. Is she more or less likely to heal from problems if she's farther away from the original cancer?
That's a good question. I don't know that we know that answer. What we do know is that any patient with cancer in the bone,
mm-hmm.
particularly a metastatic carcinoma, doesn't heal as well. It takes them longer to heal fractures. and not as high a percentage heal as normally would if they didn't have a tumor in the bone.
And if they're not healing, they're still in pain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's what we're trying to prevent when we make a determination whether they need stabilization surgically or not.
Okay.
Beforehand.
Would your advice to any cancer patient, I would say, you know, based on this conversation, it strikes me that when a cancer patient has pain, particularly when they can't pinpoint exactly where it is, they need to get back to their doctor. They shouldn't be waiting around to see if it goes away.
Correct. And, you know, it's probably best initially to go right back to the oncologist.
Okay.
And the oncologists are very good at sorting these sorts of things out. It's sometimes not in the obvious site where you're feeling the pain. It can be a referred pain. Patients with lower extremity pain can sometimes have back problems that can be referred. And the same thing goes in the upper extremity. Patients that have upper extremity pain can have problems in their neck.
So, very good. We've learned a lot. It's fascinating to know that this kind of research is going on right here in Central New York. I know that the Carol Baldwin Foundation has always devoted themselves to doing a lot of good research here in Central New York. This is a good example of what that is. Dr. Timothy Dameron, thanks so much for coming by this morning.
Thank you very much.
And listeners, we need to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. Please do stay with us. This is Upstate Medical University's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.